back, everybody. This is Vikings Connected. If you want to stay connected with us, make sure you use that hashtag on all of your social media. Now, this week, Ben, we're coming back home to the bank. Mm-hmm. We're taking on the Stinky Cheeseheads.
Wow.
Yep. We're taking them on.
Kind of slinging stuff out there,
That's
huh?
That's right. I'm using fighting words, okay?
But you're from Wisconsin.
I am. That was my dirty little secret, but thanks for outing me. But I've lived here for over a decade.
Yes, you have.
I wear purple proudly.
Yes.
I've been since I was able to make my own decisions.
Well, you can't help where you're born.
I can't.
But
it
you
wasn't
made
my choice, you guys.
A decision in high school to cheer for the Vikings.
That's right.
And you've been a Viking ever since.
I've been wearing purple ever since,
yes.
Proudly.
And you live here.
But we've got a major border battle coming up.
Yes.
So what do we need to do this week?
Eddie Lacy killed us the last time we played at Lambeau. And last week, even coming off the bye, we looked a little sluggish when it comes to tackling. So we need to tackle the ball carrier and tackle this guy and gang tackle. I don't think we had enough of that last week of guys running to the football.
Yes.
So it's not always just the first guy because this guy's so big and so strong. It's never usually the first guy that brings him down.
It's
yeah.
the second and third. So
we've
got to gang tackle.
All right. Stick together as a team, guys. Number two.
All right. Aaron Rodgers is going to get his plays in,
yep.
right? You just deal with it and you kind of move on. Just nothing over the top. Big plays. No explosive plays, plus 20 plays, stuff like that. You can't let Jordy Nelson, like Chicago did, wide open. You can't
yep.
have any miscommunication problems. So safeties, corners, everybody in the back end of the defense, no big plays.
Got it. Okay, number three.
All right, something we didn't do last week as well. I feel like we got a little bit away from the game plan. I think Jerick McKinnon, who I think we all agree is the most dynamic of the running
awesome.
Backs that we have,
yep.
only had one carry in the second half last week against Chicago. I think that needs to change. And that also just takes the ball and the time away from Green Bay. So you're kind mm-hmm. of doing two things at once. So
yes.
establish the run game. Even if it doesn't work on the first five or six carries, you keep pounding and keep pounding.
Right. Okay, great. And last but not least...
All right, now this is just a mental state.
Yep.
I really think that we're at a point with the Vikings team as a former player when I've been in situations like this, sometimes you play a little tight, you don't want to make mistakes. This is the time now just to play free, playing free and letting go.
Yes.
You know, letting your instincts take over and don't worry about the mistakes. And especially for Teddy, because I think he's regressed a little bit because he's thinking too much.
Right. That's good philosophy for all of life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sometimes you just have to take your mind out of it and just go with it.
Just let it go.
All right. Good luck, guys. We can do this.